Number six, as we move on, Larry Clarkson was having this put on here.
I requested that to be put on because that's been an issue for 2 years now, and I wanted basically to set a timeline of what are we doing, how are we doing it, and when will we accomplish it. It shouldn't drag on until the next annual meeting, and then just the month prior to the annual meeting, we make a flurry of, well, where do we go from here? I think a lot of work has been done on the different documents. They're actually fairly close in most viewpoints. There are a few different issues that I think could be resolved and move it to where I believe that as long as there exists two versions of anything with the numbers of Deer Springs and the amount of votes that are needed to pass anything, it's almost impossible to ever pass one or the other.
One possible way to look at this, I mean, this would be, of course, my bias a little bit. But when elected officials are elected, some, you know, if there's five guys running for office, they have a primary election, don't they? And then there's two, and then two are voted upon. I feel like we had basically a primary election on these legal documents. And there were 62% of the members were in favor of whatever we numbered it, one or two, the hall thing or whatever. And they're changeable. They're amendable, you know. But we had almost, you know, we had almost 66%. We had 62% that voted for one set of documents. I would submit to the board and those here that that's kind of like a primary election. Let's take those now and then put them to vote to the membership and say, do you want these or not? And because they have to have three-quarters, you know, of the vote to pass, they're not going to be, it's not a yes or no, we want these or not. It's they've got to be ratified by so many members. And if they don't pass that way, then we're just like the Iraqi elections today. Then we're back to square one, and we got to come up with stuff again. But we've had kind of had a vote off already.
Do we do the same thing all over again? Do another mailing, or is there a possibility that new members on the legal committee could get together, review them, and find some solution and help us?
If you're looking at this as a general as a primary election, I don't think you can change anything.
I guess mine's a different way. Yours is one point of view, as using it as a preliminary vote, a primary vote.
Yes.
I'm suggesting a second way. If between now and, say, call a special meeting before January, so we can make a resolving the issue of the bylaws, as Larry has commented, try to come together and make one type of legal document that we can present then as a unified group.
There you go.
My hope is not good that that would happen.
Well, but
it didn't happen in the past.
What I saw, Phil, was not that everybody voted, and they either voted, and I'm just going to say for Phil or for Dale. There were a lot of votes that voted. Well, there were a lot of people that voted no on both, simply because they said
they just wanted to.
I like parts of this.
Yes.
I don't know what the vote was. I'd like to look at that count.
Had those people, if there was just a yes vote, you either vote for this or for this, I think it would have even been different. But there was vote for this or not accept this, vote for this or not accept this, and there were a bunch that voted, I won't accept either one.
I would like to know how many.
So we need to.
I'm not sure your supposition is that relevant or that smart.
I think you ought to have a chance to review those votes. But what I understand, one person counted the votes and destroyed them.
The votes and ballots, they're all,
So as I say, Phil has one idea, and that is to propose it again to the membership as two separate. My point is,
As that we have primary elections.
As a primary, and you
propose
vote.
This, and if they vote enough vote for it, great. If not, then we're back to the what you're suggesting. And we have to go back, and just like the Iraqis, if they don't pass what they're doing now, then we have to go back and try to get together with the Sunnis. We have to try to get together and we come up with another stage.
Your
suggestion is we've voted on these two, and this one got a little more, so let's present it and vote on it.
Oh, and this one, too.
If no, he's saying vote only for this. Will you ratify this or not? If it doesn't get ratified, now we're back to can we adjust and make a mix?
Exactly.
Why don't we go ahead and adjust and make a mix and
man,
get the vote?
Together,
I don't think we were able to do that.
I think that there's a third possibility, and that is to say, as Phil pointed out and as Larry pointed out, that there's a lot of commonality between the two sets.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to eat this elephant in smaller bites. Maybe we have to find what's common in the two, put that forward. And if the membership endorses that, then we can come back and address the more controversial issues in subsequent amendments. We're not bound by 8 years like the Iraqis are before we can make a change. It may make some sense for us to say, okay, what's controversial and disagreeable in these documents? Can we pull that out and can we make the substantive changes that everybody can agree on that are important for us to get our documents up to date in the next go around and then have ongoing discussion on those other things?
I think if the seven directors were to get together in a room for a couple of hours, that one set of bylaws and protective covenants could come out.
Mm-hmm.
If we took it a paragraph at a time,
mm-hmm.
we would cut out foolishness. There's some things that's so easy to come out, and some things that can be tweaked a little bit. I think that's the reason the seven of us were elected, is to not hope that everybody in the organization is going to read 100 pages, but if the seven of us came together, that we would say, okay, paragraph one needs to be changed this way. Paragraph two is fine. Paragraph three is okay. Paragraph four has got a couple of words out of place. And I think
Isn't that exactly what we tried to do? And it got down to where, at the very end, then, Dale, you divided up.
And that was, we did not receive yours until August 13th, and at which time
the
committees were not, I know, we're not able to come together and actually look at the two.
If you go back to the annual meeting the year before last, that's what the board was discussing. It's come up with one document.
And we were working on
not
that.
Not two documents, one.
Because we didn't have it quite finished.
It didn't happen. I mean,
we
had a year to do it.
We had two documents. How much did it cost? Bottom line, money for each one of the documents.
No, we didn't do that. No attorney would
nothing.
Any of that.
No, there had been $5,000-$6,000 spent before that discussion even took place.
And nothing went on those two documents. Not a penny. It was all done with committee. No attorney. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number six is looking at the two programs of information, so to speak. The Phil Halls and the Dale Clarkson. Do we need as a board to make a motion at this point, or can we decide as a group to meet and come together with time spent to put something together that we can accept and then present this as a board to the membership?
Candy, I make that motion I've ran through both of them very finely with a fine-tooth comb, and I think that there are some really good things in both things, and we just need to refine it. We're really close. We're just right there. That's why we couldn't support them yet. My motion is that we come together, we finish that out, and we come as unified as a board to present one document that we back to the membership.
By when?
By the end of the year.
Okay, by the end of the year, can I follow through and say anything? Or I don't want to put this in the motion. So therefore, call a special meeting before the next annual meeting so that we can make a presentation. Because this is what everyone's talking about.
Who? Special meeting of who?
The membership.
The membership.
I think it
could
be go out in a
vote on.
I think if we can come to the beat them down and get to the consensus of here is a bylaw, rules and regulations, CCNRs, that the board, as a seven-member board, can support. We mail that out to people and ask for their supporting vote.
Approval. And if they do, fine. If not, then we... Then what do? We start over again, right?
Well, let's do that. I really think if we are at that point where all seven board members
the practicality side of it, we have to do budget, and we're going to, it's going to take every bit of energy we have to get the budget done before the end of this year. We have to mail by the end of December our state budget statement, dues assessments, and that. So I'm willing to go along with trying to talk again, but I'm saying we need a timeline, like, okay, maybe in January, February, by the end of February.
I'd like to, I know we're going to be heavy in budget, but I still think that maybe we need to have two meetings in November for normal board garbage and a Thanksgiving turkey party or something and talk about,
I think it's our obligation as a board at this point to specifically come up with something. As you said, this is 2 years, you're going to make it three or four. I think there has to be something.
There have been hours and hours and hours spent on this, and I think...
And I've been part of it, I know it.
I think only a couple more hours and we're there.
I'll tell you what I have on my computer. I think maybe it's Bob Barber's. I went through and did the whole document and everything that was the same, left and white. And then in red, I put the difference or an asterisk if something was excluded or whatever.
From
did I get you that last draft today?
I don't know, but we've got it running.
Well, could we ask you to make
it? It's very easy to see those things, but I'll tell you, those things are some pretty hard things that... I'd love it if we, I thought we made a lot of compromise up to that point, and 80% of both documents, or maybe 90, is the same.
Well, that's why I'm saying we take that and the 10%, and I think I can take, of that 10%, 8 of it and go, okay, there's 2%, now let's deal with it.
I would volunteer to work with Barbara and email you those documents. I think I might have only done it from one. We'll have to look at it. We couldn't print them with the red because printing cost was too much and that'd show the differences. But it's on the computer, and if you get it in your email, then you'll be able to see. You won't have to read the entire, you'll just see every word that's different.
Well, if we can come prepared, if you can do that, we can bring the documents, use a highlighter pen, and highlight, put them in, are they in italics right now? A different setting?
They're just there
in
red.
It'll,
when
okay.
you print it on your
computer,
the changes will be printed in red.
And I think that is a top priority. I believe this is something that the board needs to do for the membership. I think it's our responsibility.
Back to practical, though. I don't know about you guys, but the time is getting busy, and I don't have... 2, 3, 4 times to meet between now and the end of the year.
Well, he had made a comment. Saying, and you did too, I believe, January, February. If we can look at something, we need to have a goal set for a time frame.
That's what
I'd agree
to. I'd say let's do budget. I mean, it's going to take all our energy to have one meeting, maybe polish it off in December, just to get the budget ready. I really think so. And let's say January, February. Yeah, we look and we massage this, and by the end of February, we're together or we're not, you know.
That way we would be, we would have it done prior to next season starting up and operating under the new deed restrictions, bylaws, hopefully have rules and regulations in there so that next season everybody knows what page we're on.
You know, if it costs us $500-$600 to mail it out, it does.
The motion's still on the table. Then if we're going to...
Was there a second for the motion?
Tell me the motion again.
The motion was to come together as a board to review and change, produce a single document for the membership by the end of the year.
Let's
change it by February.
By February.
February.
28th.
There you go.
Right. I can go with that.
Second.
Okay. Before we vote on that, I'd like to ask a question that I've been pondering. And that is, in years past, the board has passed rules that the members have never voted on. Is there not a state law that says that it's illegal for the board to pass rules without members' acceptance?
I don't think there is, but I'm not sure.
There is.
I think there. You can't change covenants, but nitty-gritty day-to-day rules, I think the governing board can...
If the board is given that authority.
Yeah.
And it does say the governing documents. If we're going to change the covenants, then we have to...
The way our covenants and... Everything is now. We don't have that authority
to make up rules.
To make rules?
Yeah,
we don't.
No, it does. It says it's
that's the whole reason this whole thing started.
It doesn't talk about how to make rules, but it does say you can make rules. It's in that where it lists about seven things that the board's supposed to be responsible.
That's the
to be voted on by the general.
That's one of the whole core issues of why this all started. With we had no power to enforce the rules we had instated.
Exactly.
On our members,
exactly.
Because they had not given us
that
authority.
And that's why in my set of documents I had a mechanism for us to do that.
But that's what I'm just saying. In our existing...
It just says we're supposed to make rules, but it doesn't say anything about enforcement or, you know, it's just...
It doesn't really say rules. It just says, board may act on all matters it deems necessary and reasonable to be in the best interest of the association.
There is a rule. You got both copies. I'll look.
And the reason you brought that up is, do you believe that we're trying to make rules at this point?
Well, I believe there's already rules that are being enforced that are unlawful.
In the bylaws?
No.
Currently
the rules and regs.
But I think that's a whole other topic. And
yeah.
I think by the end of February, that will be covered and when we have to come together. And so by the beginning of the season, you know, or by the end of, we send this out the end of February. And March, and by April 1, this is how the rules, you know, if they approve it.
Well, I know that's one point of...
That's a major point. I don't
know. One point of sticking is that we have not we haven't at any point addressed the rules and regulations.
Yes, we have.
Not in this process. We've been dealing with PCRs and
Eid restrictions. Last year we didn't. We couldn't come to agreement.
Right. So we don't want to amend or change and create a new set of deed restrictions, bylaws, and automatically adopt anything and everything that's in the rules.
Right.
The rules need to be looked at as part of the process.
That's one of our points of view. But.
Okay, there was a motion on the floor. Are there any other questions? It's been seconded. Take a vote. And does anyone need to have it restated?
Motion is that we come together as a board to review and change and produce a single document.
We voted on
for membership by the member for to be submitted to the membership, and that this be completed by the end of February
28, 2006.
Bubba? That be a secret meeting.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's not a secret meeting, but that means then that Ken Lent, who's been the chairman of that committee before, Brett Fulmer, who's been to every meeting, myself, and Joe Bose are out of it. Is that correct?
I don't see that. I think.
But instead
the board
of the should
involve
it be
anybody they want. It doesn't mean you're excluded.
But it's a committee as a whole. Bill? It's not a subcommittee.
Yeah, he worked hard on it.
Who's going to decide who's invited?
The president. That's why she has all this power. She gets paid all this money.
I think she'll probably invite them. I don't think there's an exclusion feeling here.
No. And should we put anything more to that? In terms of the motion, then, or just
up to... Let's see, Shauna, you made the motion. Do you want to amend that so that it's board and in an open meeting, board and invitees?
Board and
I think that it needs to stay amongst the board, and we can finish it. They've been working
vote.
So hard on it. We got
who
all
can
the...
vote?
Huh?
Who can vote?
Yeah, who else has a vote besides
well,
the board?
Well, I think the board comes down to vote on it, but
we
want other input, we'll request it.
But Phil, we've already gone through all that, and we are
know.
Really, really there, because I think it's been
well,
really good.
Well, the board is going
to
vote, and I don't think there's any damage or I see benefit in having input from other people.
So therefore, as it reads, and as president, I can be inclusive of the other committee members.
I really personally don't care.
Okay.
But as far as the final vote of what we send out, the board's going to have to be the guys that vote on it, no matter what.
Yeah.
But then it's not going to be submitted to the body of the people.
Oh,
then
yeah.
It is submitted.
Okay. Yeah.
But it starts here and it follows through.
Right.
We
okay.
just want to get on the same page.
All right.
All right.
We restated the motion for Val.
Thank you.
And I guess we've already had open discussion, question and everything. It's time to vote from the board whether or not we accept this motion as stated. All those in favor, raise your hands. All opposed. Passes unanimously. Okay.
Could I make one?
Yes.
I think you suggested before you do another agenda.
and that is what I would suggest. I don't know if this requires a motion, but that the copy that Bill was talking about on this computer that could be emailed to the board members comparing the two documents go onto the website so it is accessible to the members of the association who do want to get.
Certainly, then we would get more comment to
their representatives on the board about what they would like to have happen as we try to complete the process. That's one suggestion. Second suggestion is that I would hope that by February 28th, that if you are in deadlock over certain issues, that you do break it out and come up and present a document of the things that the board can agree on, and then table the areas of disagreement so that there is a vote on something so that we can make some.
And you have some excellent suggestions. And before I feel that there is a need to table this and that, I believe we should look at it as the board and see where we go from here. And we may come up with specific information that we're all in agreement that a give and take that can work.
That would be the idea.
But in the meantime, is there any objection to putting it on the website? I think that would be a good idea.
I would almost say we've had both set out to the whole general public. I would like to try to refine it a little bit more.
And
if we can take off two or three controversial points before throwing it out there.
Everybody might disagree with
it. Yeah, let's whittle it into a little more closer shape before we put it out there. We already know what some of the glaring hot spots are, and if we can work on softening those before we throw it out there to stab everybody again, let's do that.
Okay. So we voted on it. Are we going to put this on the agenda or something, or are we going to have another meeting time?
It's going to be the number one item on the agenda for January, whenever we have a board meeting.
Okay. That
and
will be
February. Got it?
January and February agenda item.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Make sure this
gets
put on the
there was some discussion
January,
about
February.
Conference
January,
quality.
February.
Did you
water?
One thing.
No, I have. Oh, I'm sorry. Can't see.